From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. Open Studios Botetourt is back this Saturday and Sunday. 16 artists who work in various media at 7 different studio locations in Fincastle, Daleville, and Troutville. Judith Lochbrunner is an acrylic painter.
I've been participating with Open Studios Botetourt for several years. It's a great opportunity to come out to the county and enjoy meeting nice people, seeing some beautiful art, and fall color.
See the Open Studios Botetourt website for more details. It's the second and last weekend at Showtimers Community Theater in Roanoke through October 19th for the musical Monster Songs, a sort of pop rock concert with monsters coming to life from a book being read by a child and telling their stories. Jamie Stewart is an actor in Monster Songs.
Some aspects of Where the Wild Things Are, that parts of it could be a little bit scary, but it's open to pretty much anybody of all ages.
This Thursday night is opening night for the Play That Goes Wrong at Attic Productions in Fincastle, a comedy about a drama concerning murder and mystery that turns into total mayhem. The Play That Goes Wrong runs through October 26th. Curry Williams is the director.
The star of the show is the set, honestly. It's taken us probably 80 hours of work into it. I don't want to give away too much, but there's a lot going on in the set. For example, at the beginning of the show, the stage manager's trying to put the mantelpiece on top of the fireplace, and she just can't get it. She even has to get audience members to help her.
This Sunday at the Talmadge Recital Hall on the Hollins University campus, Opera Roanoke's young artists will sing classic arias. There'll be ensemble singing and other musical gems. The next generation of operatic talent, says Brooke Tolley with Opera Roanoke.
We have students from all over the region, from James Madison, from Radford, from Liberty. And it's really amazing to watch these students who are sort of, you know, in their early 20s, just how talented they really are, and just an opportunity for them to get to perform for an audience.
The Young Artist Program on Sunday is free. The Taubman Museum's Making American Artists ticketed exhibition, works from Andrew Wyeth, Winslow Homer, Georgia O'Keeffe, and more, debuts next Saturday night with a special ticketed opening celebration. There's live music, open galleries, food trucks, and Southwest Virginia Ballet performances. See the TaubmanMuseum.org website for more information. The Jamie McLean Band at the Spot on Kirk this Thursday. Americana with Ray Bonneville at the Spot on Friday. The J.D. Allen Trio at Jefferson Center Friday. Roanoke Ballet Theater's Dracula on stage there for two shows next Saturday. The Skydog Allman Brothers Tribute Band at Five Points Music Sanctuary on Saturday. Lots of live music at GoFest, the outdoor festival, in downtown Roanoke this Friday through Sunday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Brooke Tolley with Opera Roanoke. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. At Opera Roanoke, we bring the magic of live opera to our community, celebrating timeless classics and bold new works. Join us this season for unforgettable performances that will inspire and captivate. Visit operaroanoke.org. Experience the power, the passion, and the artistry of Opera Roanoke.